Next case.
Case number 13029 for John Maharaj seeks variances from the side and front yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the west side of Shore Drive. The 911 address is 9188 Shore Drive, Milford. The zoning district is MR, medium residential. The tax map is District 230, Map 17, Parcel 199. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback and a 3.6-foot variance from the 5-yard setback for an existing garage. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Is the applicant present? You may come forward, be sworn in. Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John Maharaj, 9188 Shore Drive, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
Yes. So I wanted to put up a pergola carport over my driveway. My existing driveway, I filed a permit. I ordered, it's a pre-built system that I ordered from a company out in Louisiana. I filed for a permit, which they approved, and I went through the whole process explaining how it's gonna be built on both sides of the driveway, it's where it's gonna land. And the permit was given. It's just a very small lot, it's a 50 by 100. After I completed it, I called for an inspection. One inspector came out, spoke to him on the phone. He approved it. He said, everything was fine. He was going to close the case and issue a CO. And about 3 weeks to a month later, I got a call saying that I need to file a variance. Another inspector came out and took a look at it and said, I need to file a variance because I'm encroaching on the neighbor boundary. At that point, I came in right away, and I filed for to find out what was going on. The case was already closed in the system, and then it was reopened until I filed the variance. In the neighborhood, most of the lots are very small, and there were several people who build garages are normally in the same situation I'm in. And, you know, I spoke to most of the neighbors. I think the neighbors are more angry than I am when the CO was reversed. Because it was a very nice structure. I don't know if you saw the pictures that I had submitted. It's not just a box building that was put up. My adjacent neighbor, he texted me in my letter of support. I made note that what he told me about it. He has no issue with it. Also, our neighborhood, the whole Shore Drive has someone who, Kathy Kennedy, who's did a survey of all the neighbors and they had no objection to it. Pretty much all my neighbors come by and take pictures of it. But it's a different structure. So what I'm, in the front set. From the drawing, right, that's a picture of it.
Say this is Prime, correct?
All right, Prime Hill Beach, yeah. Yes. And if you're familiar with the area, most of the garages are either close to the road itself or, you know, a couple feet from. From the boundary line. And, you know, a couple of the garage is there. I know one of my neighbors, I was talking to him. He converted a garage that was only like 10 feet from the road and a couple of feet from his neighbor boundary into a house. I did submit a picture of that one also. Yeah, after one of the neighbor who converted the house, the garage. This one here. He just got approval to build this, and this is like less than 10 feet from the road. And he built a house on top of the garage. And if you go back to the other, this one here is a garage that was converted into a rental property. So now this rented for people who come to the beach in the summer. And I only took a few pictures. There was a lot, most of the garages in the neighborhood are very close to the road. And they're similar to what I put in the picture there.
There's a lot of flies in Prime Hook Beach.
And that's one of the reasons I put the wall on it, because I had one late birthday for my baby, and everyone spent less than 20 minutes. They all left. So that's why I put up the sides, you know, the plastic, the hurricane sides I put on it. But this is another one that is a double garage that was built about 8 years ago. When I first bought my property, this was built. And this one is exactly on the boundary, and it's about 15 feet from the road.
So you've already built this?
Yes, it was already built, and again, I had I called for an inspection before I put up the sides for someone to come out and take a look at it. I had two building inspectors that came out and took a look at it, and they had no issue with it. It's after, and then someone came out, and I don't, the guy was very nice. He just said, your side, you should file for a variance.
So how far is it from the property line?
From Mr. Fisher property line, I believe it's about 18 inches it landed.
Okay.
But it's not blocking his view of anything. His house is directly a straight view of the beach. And the structure is, it's a 13 by 25, which is 300 and, I believe it's 325 square feet.
You have a letter here from Mr. Fisher saying that he was in favor?
So he sent me a text, and I put it in my letter.
Questions?
I've got a couple. I just want to confirm, the size of the lot would, I believe, tell me that this lot qualifies for small lot ordinance. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And, I also noticed that the issue date of the building permit was May 24th of 24, mm-hmm. And so you stated that you had received a building permit,
yes,
to do what you wanted, mm-hmm, to do, but I'm looking at the survey, which was dated November the 15th of 2024, My question to you would be, then, when you applied for the permit, did you give the county a drawing or a survey or anything when you applied for the permit?
So they had the existing survey that was done in 2020, and I supplied a drawing with all the dimensions of the structure of the pergola, together with the, you know, if you looked at the, from the street itself, it's 25 feet from the street, because they had asked me to move it back a little. And I did move it back to get the 25 from the street, but from the, I think there was a 4 foot gap between the street and where the boundary line is, so that's what made it the 19.2 feet.
Understood.
At that point, I did not realize, because I measured up to the end of the street.
My concern rests with the 18 inches between, you stated 18 inches from the one side of the garage to your,
right,
neighbors. And did you include a copy of the 2020 survey in your application packet?
I did not. I just, I showed them pictures. I had pictures of everything. Was submitted.
Okay, but you stated that a 2020 survey existed.
Yes, it's existed in the county.
And when you submitted for the building permit, did you draw on that survey where you planned to put the garage?
Yes, it was completely, I hand sketched it exactly where the garage is going to land.
And did you anticipate that you'd be 18 inches from your neighbor's property line?
No, I did not.
Okay, thank you.
I do have a couple of questions, and some of it on timeline, some of it on what we're calling this. You said that it was a pergola.
Right. I applied for it as a pergola carport.
It looks like a garage.
Right, so I...
So, trying to understand the timeline, you had said that you had applied, you had it constructed, it was a pergola at the time?
Right, it had...
Were the sides closed in?
The sides were closed in, and the doors were not there. But as I mentioned, I had a birthday party for my baby, and it was a lot of flies. And one of my neighbors suggested if we put doors on it. So that's on both sides, there are doors.
Okay, so that changed in between the original visit and then the second visit? Is that what I'm understanding correctly? That's the change here.
I believe it did.
Okay, yeah. So we had something with open, mm-hmm. with open areas in the garage.
The sides were on. Both sides were already on. Everything was enclosed except the that door, right?
The doors were not on.
They were not.
So once that was enclosed, am I correct in thinking that that's what caused this issue here? Is it a pergola, then it becomes a garage at that point?
I think that was the issue, right, Ms. Lepore?
There's a permit here for the
need to hit your...
There is a permit here for the pergola, but they said the violation was for construction without permit and a setback issue. So there was a violation issued from the constable's office, I guess. So I'm guessing they didn't get a permit to close in the garage. But I don't know that for sure.
But then I did come in to file that permit, and they told me I didn't need that permit. So I was working off the old permit. So I came here twice.
I don't have a copy of any violation. I just have it on my notes.
Thank you.
The neighbor that you're beside, is that their permanent dwelling, or is this a summer place for them?
I think it's a summer place.
Do they even know that this has been built?
Oh, yes. He's here. When I say summer place, he lives out in Maryland, so he's here in the winter and summer. So he's there most of the time on weekends, and in the summer he's there pretty much full time. Yeah, and he did send me a text. You know, he was there during the whole construction. He is the one who actually, because I work out in New York, and he's the one who actually worked with a contractor for me when it was going up to make sure, you know, the contractor do what he has to do.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you. Looking at this dwelling, it looks like a rather new dwelling.
Yes.
When was it constructed?
2020.
And I see that you've got a concrete driveway leading to the
yes.
property. How long has that driveway been there?
Since the house was built in 2020.
And it looks to me like from the site plan, you've got a septic disposal area in the front yard, is that right?
Yes.
And is that kind of limits some of the area where you could develop on the property?
Yes.
The Shore Drive, it looks to me from the site plan that we have that there's probably a gap between your front property line and the edge of paving of Shore Drive. Is that
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
How far is the pergola or the garage from the actual edge of paving of Shore Drive?
So if you the paving of the drive itself is around 25 feet.
Okay, so the gap is 25 feet or?
Oh, that gap?
No, that, so you're saying the garage to Shore Drive is about 25 feet?
Feet, yes.
So even with that, you would still need a variance if that was the front yard.
Right.
Any HOA that we know of?
No, no HOA.
Did you look at other options before you did this?
I did not want to put up a, standard box kind of structure. So I wanted to put up something that looks, good for the neighborhood.
Looking at your site plan and the pictures of the house you provided, I take it the house is elevated?
Yes.
So the first floor is probably really like, you got to go up to get there, is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in looking at this design of the house, it looks like you've got kind of a wraparound or steps that run parallel to Shore Drive that go up
yes.
a long
mm-hmm.
ways. I take it there's no parking underneath the house
no.
that you have?
No.
So there's no garage area that you have? Do
no.
you have any sheds on the property?
No.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Yeah, there's no space to put a shed in the back.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13029 for Mr. John Mahraj. Entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we deny case number 13029 for Mr. John Mahraj for the request of variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does not have unique physical conditions. The applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Second that, Mr. Chairman.
A motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Voting nay.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Lovingo.
Aye for reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay, so with a vote of 3-2, sir, your case is denied. Five-minute recess.